where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
A local convicted killer has been denied another request for unescorted temporary absences. A Parole Board of Canada hearing was held yesterday for Donald Campbell. As Josh Boyce reports, the 71-year-old was convicted of first-degree murder in the 1998 death of his wife, 45-year-old Fenny Campbell. He was sentenced to life in prison with eligibility for full parole after 25 years.
A hearing was held Wednesday to consider the convicted killer's request for three separate 72-hour absences plus travel time. Fenny's youngest brother, Peter, delivered one of seven victim impact statements. He says the parole hearings, 3 and 2 years, have felt as though they're going through the trauma of the murder all over again. Fenny's sister, Rita, told the parole board that his victims continue to be victimized by Don Campbell because he isn't getting his way. After the over 4-hour-long hearing, the parole board said it decided not to authorize the package of unescorted temporary absences. It said they continue to have concerns about transparency and accountability, which leads to questions around risk.
Campbell was also denied a request for early parole in 2018. Municipal officials want to see Sarnia's Addictions Hub open soon. Sarnia Mayor Mike Bradley's call for the 24-bed hub to be expedited was supported at a Lambton County Committee meeting held yesterday. A request was made to call on the Health Minister. Warwick Township Mayor Todd Case also suggested a face-to-face meeting with the province.
AMO is upcoming. They're looking for delegation right now. I think it might be fitting that the County of Lambton ask for a delegation with the Minister of Health and bring this up front and center in discussion.
Blue Water Health received a one-time $12 million grant for the Community Addictions Hub in early 2022. When architectural drawings began later that year, the hospital had said the project would take 2 to 3 years to complete. Sarnia's chief of police is clarifying what police will and won't do when it comes to homeless encampments. Derek Davis released a lengthy statement saying city police have no intention of physically removing encampment residents unless there is a court order authorizing them to do so. But Davis also says police have and will continue to remain active at Rainbow Park and other encampment sites. Rainbow Park has been a controversial topic. Last week, the city walked back a decision to dissolve the encampment and wait to develop a protocol that addresses these types of situations. The Ford government intends to formally table legislation today that proposes stricter penalties against impaired drivers. If passed, anyone found guilty of impaired driving would have to install an ignition interlock device in their vehicle and go through remedial education and treatment. The device is basically a breathalyzer that prevents the vehicle's engine from starting if alcohol is detected. The proposed measures also include a lifetime driving ban for anyone convicted of impaired driving causing death. And all buildings at Lambton College will reopen today after a water main disruption closed the Sarnia campus yesterday. We'll see a mix of sun and cloud today with a chance of showers, a high of 22 and a humidex of 25. Tonight, mainly cloudy with a chance of showers, a low of 13. And tomorrow, mainly cloudy with a chance of showers, a high of 22 and a humidex of 27. I'm Natalia Vega.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.